Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Vav. We begin on the second line from the top with the two dots, Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah is quoted, Echad HaMa'ara VeEchad HaGomer Kone. Whether you did a complete act of Yibam, in other words, you did Gemar Bia, or you just had Me'ara, the two explanations we gave yesterday, some minimal level of penetration, you are Kone. In other words, the woman becomes your full-fledged wife. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, My Kone, what exactly do we mean that she is your wife? To what extent do we say that she is your wife? And here we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Kone Lakol. Rav says, in regards to every single thing, she is now your full-fledged wife, even though this was only Ma'ara, this wasn't a Kenyan Gomer, and therefore, in this situation, all of the actions or items that are entailed with somebody becoming the full-fledged wife of the Yavam, so that applies over here as well. As opposed to Shmuel, he disagrees. Shmuel Amar, Lo Kona, Ela Devarim Hamurim B'Parsha. You only Kona those things that are specifically mentioned in the Parsha. You can see this in the Rashi over here, Omrim B'Parsha, in Parshas Yevamim, Dibra Masla Omrim B'Parsha, B'Parshas Yevamim, Shekosaba, Mikwaze, Yevama Yevoleh, the Darshin Alei, Bein Shogi, Bein Memezit, Bein Bonus, Bein Ratzon. Those things. And Tosu specifies them. Tosu says, Lilo Ravya, third line in the top Tosu, Lilo Ravya, Ela Devarim Hamufurashim B'Parsha Behedya, Kigon. Lirash benichse achiv, that he goes and inherits the full property. If Reuven dies, so Shimon gets the full property of Reuven when he does Yibam with Reuven's wife Rachel. As the pasuk says, Dilsiv Yaakov al shem achiv, that means lenachala. And likewise, liftor eishes achiv mina Yibam, and that she will not have to fall to any of the other brothers in Yibam. He has been koner, so Lev Yehuda, the other brothers, they are no longer have a zika with this Yivama. He has accomplished Yibam. The other brothers don't have this obligation anymore. To him, she is for a wife, not for the other brothers. The others lost this zika. Likewise, the liftar tsarasa, that's also specifically written in the pasuk, that if there's a co-wife, there's a leia, so they only build one house, by his echad, hu bone veino bone shnei batim. So these things are beferish in the pasuk. However, Aval Truma, for example, Lo Ochla, she's not allowed to yet eat Truma, Aide Bia Gerua, via this inferior type of a Bia, this He'ara, below Yarsha, and he wouldn't inherit her, below Mitamala, and if he's a Kohen, he wouldn't be allowed to become Tami Tor, she's not yet considered his wife, below Mefer Dorel, he wouldn't have the power to go be Mefer Dorel, because all of these things are in the situation, not specifically written in the Pasuk, and therefore Shmuel says they're not included. So therefore, as we continue with Shmuel. Shmuel Amar Lo Kona Ela Dvarim Hamurim B'Parsha Liyarish Nichsei B'Nichsei Achiv Ulevtura Min Hayibam. So those two things, a little bit more that Tosus had mentioned, that's included by this incomplete Bia, this Me'are, but she wouldn't be considered his full wife except in this regard. Now, the Gemara says, this Machlokes in Rav Shmuel is only Min ha'erusin, min ha'nisun. If it was the full-fledged marriage that the first husband Reuven had a full-fledged marriage with Rachel, so then l'divrei ha'kol achla, then she would be allowed to eat truma if Reuven was a kohen and Shimon obviously is then a kohen as well. They're brothers, so then she would be allowed, even if there was only ha'ara, to go and continue eating truma when she had this inferior yibam with Shimon. Min ha'nisun. If she was fully married to Reuven, so then when she has this inferior yibam with Shimon, she's considered also able to eat truma. Because she's already eating beforehand, and therefore she's allowed to continue eating now. And likewise, in regard to all other things as well, it's not only the truma. Truma is like the paradigm here, that if certainly she can eat truma, then she can have all the other things that are included in being the wife of this person. So where's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Kipli, and Erison? They're only having a machlokes in regards to the Erison. If, in fact, Reuven was only married the first stage of marriage and never consummated the marriage, then Rav Amar, when she falls to Shimon and he does this incomplete Yibam, this Ha'ara, so Rav Amar Ocheles. Rav says, yes, in that situation, she is able to go and eat. Now, I should point out that I've been talking about the inferior Yibam being Ha'ara, and Tosos brings down, at the end of the top Tosos, he says, some suggest that the machlokas is in regards to Ara. But Tosus brings out another pshat that it's talking about the other types of inferior bia. For example, it was b'shogeg or b'ones or b'meidz l'tznus. So those are also, according to some, that's what the machlokas is between Rav and Shmuel under those circumstances. In any event, Rav says she's allowed to eat. The whole rabbi rachmona bia shogeg kemezit. So again, Rav's opinion is that the Torah has taught us, we've had this for the last couple of days, that Biashogi Kimezid, here Mezid, some suggest means like Znus that we spoke about previously. Others suggest here Mezid is not used in that sense, but means as with Kavana, that you intended to have the Bia, but we view all these inferior types of Bia to be just like a full-fledged, acceptable Yibum marriage, and therefore Rav says that she's allowed to eat, even though in the first situation she wasn't allowed to eat. When she was in Arusa to Reuven, if Reuven was a Kohen, he doesn't yet allow to eat. Now this requires understanding as well. Mida Araisa, as soon as a man is Maris a woman, technically she is allowed to go and eat Truma. However, the rabbis came along and said, Shema, maybe she's going to go and give food, because she's still living in her parents' house. So if she takes back Truma, she may give it to her brothers, her sisters, her parents, and they're not Kohanim, and they're not entitled to go and eat Truma. So therefore, the rabbis made a gzera that we don't allow the Arusa to go and eat the Truma, which means the Arisa should be allowed to, meet the Rabbanim, the rabbis who goes there, because she may come to give it to her siblings, to her family, that aren't entitled to eat Truma. So Rav says over here, even though from Arusa's situation she wasn't allowed to eat Truma, neither Rabbanan, nevertheless, the din is that she is considered a full-fledged wife over here now to this Yavam when she has even this inferior Bia. Ushmuel Amar, no. Ki Rabbi Rachmano liyokme bimokum baal, lalume mi baal lo. When it tells us over here that this inferior type of a Yibam is going to allow it to be in place of Reuven, the one who died, but it's only to make her as strong as Reuven. And since Reuven wasn't able to go midi rabbanan to allow her to eat truma, so then in this situation as well, Shimon, when he has done only this inferior yibum, is also not going to make her able to eat truma. So therefore, this is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And Shmuel v'azda Shmuel tamei. Shmuel is in accord with what he said elsewhere. What did Shmuel say elsewhere? The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Kol shabal machel, yovim machel. If the Baal, her original husband, was able to go make her eat, so then the yovim can also have her eat truma. However, v'chol she'ena baal machel, but if the first husband, Reuven, wasn't able to make her eat truma, so then yovim eino machel. And since here she wasn't able to eat midrabanan, so then the second husband can't go, and Shimon, when he does this inferior yibam, can't go and make her eat truma. So Shmuel is in accord with what he said elsewhere. Because we're going to question Shmuel. Meisvei, we have the following brayse that it seems to argue with Shmuel. The brayse says, Bas Yisrael Pikachas. You have a full, intelligent young lady. She is Arusa LeKohen Pikach, that gets the first stage of marriage. She's an Arusa to a Kohen who is fully mentally competent. However, Nebuch, Velo Hispik LeKonsa, the marriage didn't reach the second stage of marriage. They didn't have the Chuppah and Nisuin, the full marriage, the consummation of the marriage. And Nebuch, Lo Hispik LeKonsa, Achin Ischarish, until he became mentally incompetent. He no longer is, having Das, able to go and bring her fully into the fold. Because he's Nischarish, he became a person who was unable to speak and unable to hear, and by definition, that is a Lav Bar Das. So in this situation, just like she wasn't able to eat in the Arusa situation, neither Rabbanan, so she still can't go and eat. Eino Achelas, even though she has relations now and goes to the second stage of marriage with this Cheresh husband, but she's not allowed to go and eat Truma. However, Mace, the Noflo Lefnei Yavam Cheresh, if in fact this Reuven then dies before the consummation of the marriage, and she falls in front of her Yavam, the brother, Shimon, who is also a Cheresh, so then in this situation, Ocheles, somewhat paradoxically, she's allowed to go and eat with him, and that's why this Brisa says, Ubazu, in this situation, the Shimon, the Yavam, who's a Cheresh, has more power, so to say, than Reuven, the brother, who was the Baal, who was a Cheresh, because Shimon can allow her to go and eat Truma, whereas Reuven did not. So the Gemara says, obviously, Bishlam al-Rav Nicha, this works out well according to Rav, who says that the Yavam, through this inferior type of a Yibam, is Koner Lekol, for everything. So that's why she's now able to eat with the Yavam, she can eat Truma, where she couldn't eat it with her first husband, Reuven. So Rav is absolutely okay. El Shmuel Kasha, but there's a problem with the Shmuel. Shmuel said, no, she's not allowed to go and eat Truma, so how come here she's allowed to eat Truma from this Brisa, so Shmuel can't go against the Brisa? So the Gemara says Shmuel has to revise the Brisa. Amar Lav Shmuel, Emahachi, you have to read the Brisa in the following way. We have to change the Brisa. It's inaccurate the way it is. The Brisa should read, Velo Hispik LeKonsa Achin Ischarish. If he married in the first stage when he was mentally competent, and then Nebuchadnezzar became a Cheresh, he becomes mentally incompetent before he takes her into the marriage. So Eino Ocheles B'Truma. Then, as we pointed out, she's not allowed to go. Even though he consummates the marriage when he's a Cheresh, she's not allowed to go and eat Truma. However, Karnas. If he did, in fact, take her in while he still was a pikeach, so he consummates the marriage while he's a pikeach, and only afterwards, v'achakach nischarish, and only once they're fully married, does he become nebuch elav bardas, so then she continues to eat truma, ocheles, because as soon as he took her into the full marriage, so then she's eishes kohen, and she's allowed to eat truma. So here she's allowed to eat truma, ocheles. What happens if meis, v'nofla l'fei yovim cherish, in this situation, after she was fully married to this pikeach kohen, who then was nischarish, he then dies, v'nofla l'fnei yovim cherish, she then falls to Shimon, who unfortunately is a cherish, the brother is a cherish, and in this situation, ocheles, she's also still allowed to go and eat truma when she has this inferior yibam with Shimon, the brother. Umay bezu, that which we said, ubezu, this situation is an area, a situation. Yofe koach ha-yovah mikoach ha-baal, how is this a situation? That you're telling me that the Yovim's koach is greater than the Baal's koach, it seems to be identical. So how would you read the rest of that bright? So my bezu. So the Gemara says, the ilu Baal cheresh meyikar lo ocheles. If Reuven had been a cheresh from the start, like his brother Shimon is from the start, then we wouldn't have allowed her to eat. So nevertheless, ilu Yovim cheresh meyikar, even though here Shimon is a cheresh meyikar, ochla, she is allowed to go eat truma. So that's what we mean, that in this situation, bezu, the strength of the Yovim is greater than the strength of the Baal. Okay, so that's the first way to understand this machlokas Rav Shmuel, and Shmuel got out of the problem. Okay, because the Amri, others say, no, the machlokas over here is not by Erisin, but the machlokas is actually by Nisuin. In fact, you know, Erisin, even Rav would agree, even Rav would agree that if Reuven had only married her the first stage of marriage, she was an Arusa, so then she wasn't eating Truma again, midirabbanan, so therefore, when she has this inferior Yibam, even Rav is mode that she doesn't eat Truma. So mina erisin direi kol lo achla, because the whole lo achla b'chayvah, because she never ate truma in Reuven's lifetime, and therefore she doesn't eat it when she has this inferior yibam. However, ki pligei mina nesuim, where do Rav Shmuel have their argument? Only if she was fully married to Reuven, and now Rav Amar Ocheles, Rav says she can go and eat when she has this inferior yibam with Shimon. The ha'avas achla meikara, because she was already eating beforehand, so she can continue eating now. Shmuel Amar Eino Achal. Shmuel says, no, she cannot eat truma now. Why? Ki Rabbi Rachmona Bia Shoge Kemeza, that which the Torah tells us that these inferior types of Bia, of Yibam, are in fact considered good. That's only Lidvar Mamur and Beparsha. That's only for the things, as we pointed out before, for Yerusha, for example, and to Pater the Tsaros. Lidvar Mamur and Beparsha. Avolachol Mile Loba. For everything else, such as eating truma, no. So this is where the Machlos between Rabbi Shmuel is. Aydinwar says, V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, we already had the statement before, now we have it again now, Kol Shabal Machil, Yovim Machil, if the Baal is able to make her eat, so the Yovim is able to make her eat as well. So the kashir is, doesn't Shmuel admit that if the first husband was able to make her eat, he had fully consummated the marriage, so then the second husband should as well. So how come over here Shmuel would say, no, that the second husband doesn't allow her to eat? She was eating by the first husband, so why shouldn't she eat by the second husband, by the Yovim? So Gemara says, how would you have to understand this statement of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel? Ema, this is what Shmuel was saying. Kol bia, shabal machalba, yovim machalba. If, in fact, this was the type of bia that the first husband had consummated the marriage with to make her a full-fledged wife, so then, if she's able to eat based upon that, she's no longer considered an arusa, she's considered an asua, so then the similar thing would be by yovim. Yovim as well would be machalba. However, if the first husband would not have been able to have allowed her to be his full-fledged wife and to eat, the midirabbanan would have gone away. If the situation was that that bia would not have made the midirabbanan go away, so then that type of relations with the first husband wouldn't have worked. So therefore, didn't work by the first husband, so too this inferior yibam ein hayavim machabo wouldn't work by the second husband as well. So that's how you'd have to understand Shmuel's statement. Now the Gemara is going to bring the same brayso that we had before, and it's going to be a kasha on Shmuel. He's not going to be able to get out of it so easily, whereas Rav will be able to get out of it. So Meisvei, we bring the same brayso that we had before. Bas Yisrael pikacha shenisar silikoin pikach. You have this Jewish girl who's mentally competent, and mazel tov, she gets the first stage of marriage to a kohen who's competent. Midaraisa, she'd be allowed to eat at this point in time, but the rabbi said, midarabbanan, we don't allow to eat because maybe she's going to go home and feed her brothers and sisters the truma. So, the lo hispik lekon sashin ischaris. Now, they never consummated the marriage. They didn't have the second stage of the marriage. The nisuin, nebuch, this person became a lav bardas. He became a cheresh. He was not able to speak, not able to hear, and by definition, that was a lav bardas. So, in this situation, eno ocheles, she continues not to be able to eat truma. Mace, what happens if he died in this situation? The noflo of the yobam, and it's Yavam Shimon that she falls to, he's a Chayrish. He's a Yavam Chayrish. So in this situation, Ochela, she is allowed to go and eat. So this Brisa is very problematic for Shmuel. It's not problematic for Rav. Why not? Here in this situation, the strength of the Yavam is actually greater than the strength of the Baal. She wasn't able to eat Truma while she was with the Baal, but the Brisa says she could eat it with this Yavam. Now, why is this not a problem for Rav? Bishlam l'Rav, mitaritz ki detaritz miyakara. Just like we fixed the Brisa in the first version over here to say that it's talking about the scenario because they're arguing only by Nisu and they're not arguing by Erisin. Rav is moded by Erisin, it's not. So you have to fix this Brisa to add the additional statement that they consummated the marriage and only then did he die. So in this situation, if the marriage was consummated, so then she was eating by the first husband. So this is also going to enable her to go and eat by the second husband. So Rav has no problem. That's how they'll understand it. El Lishmol, who says, even in this situation, it's a problem after a full Nisu, and it's still a problem. Shmuel Kasha, we're left here with a Kasha on Shmuel. And where says Taka? Kasha. This is a Kasha. Mistama, when it doesn't say Tiyufta, there is a Teretz to this. There's always, when it says Kasha, it implies that there's a Teretz. So Mistama, Shmuel would say, well, just like Rav had to go and fix the Brice up, so Shmuel would also have to go and fix the Brice up, and the Gemara just doesn't go into the details of how Shmuel would fix the Brice up. More quotes another brisa. Tana Rabbanon, Bas Yisrael Pikacha, Shinasar Zilakoin Pikeach. Again, you have the same scenario where a fully competent Jewish girl goes and marries the first stage of marriage, a fully competent Kohen. Baruch Shem, Mazel Tov, Midra Raisa, to be allowed to eat Truma. Again, Midra Rabbanon, we don't allow it. And below is Spik, Lakon, so Achin is Chareish. In this situation as well, the Nebuch couldn't consummate the marriage before he became a Lav Bardas. So then, Eino Achala. So the brisa tells us, in this situation, she's not allowed to go and eat. Then it adds an additional factor. Since she did consummate the marriage with him after he's a Chayresh, so it's not considered a full marriage in regards to the din of normally allowing her to eat Truma, because he didn't do this with Das, he's not a Bar Das. Nevertheless, if they have a child, no Lulabain, Ochelis, then she can eat Truma, because the Pasuk tells us, as Rashi points out, Yilid Beiso, Heim Yochlu Balakmo. The Pasuk says that if there are any children here, they're also obviously allowed to go and eat. But we darshin, the word Yochlu should be pronounced as Ya'achilu. And therefore, this child is causing her now to be able to eat. So, in this situation, the Brisa says that the woman would now be allowed to eat Truma because of the child. Nebuch, if the child dies, Mesa Bain. So in that situation, Rabbi Nosson Omer Ochelis, this Yavama, this wife, is allowed to continue eating the truma, even though Nebuch, the child, died. The child was Yachilu, what allowed her to eat, and even though there's the death of the child and there are no other children, so then she's still allowed to eat truma. That's Rabbi Nosson's opinion, Ochelis. Chacham disagree, Chachamim ain't Ochelis. That's the Brisa. Chacham say you can't eat in that situation anymore. Now, the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Nosson, what's the rationale behind Rabbi Nosson if they have a child that she's allowed to eat? So I'm a rabbi, Ho'ul Shukvar Ochla. Since she was eating because of the child, so even if the child dies, she's allowed to continue eating. Gemara says Abaye doesn't like that at all. Abaye says, Amalei Abaye, Elamayata, if that's the case, so Bas Yisrael, Shinisei's Lekohen, Umislei, then a regular Bas Yisrael, full marriage, that's married to a Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. But then when that Kohen dies, so then she is no longer allowed to eat Truma if they don't have any children. So Techol, are you going to say that she's allowed to eat Shekvar Ochla, since she ate while they were married, she is now still allowed to eat, even though he died? No, that's obviously not true. Elokim in the Meislei, since he dies, Paka Le Kedushasei Mina, then the rights that she had to go and eat the Truma from him have been abrogated as well. So to over here, Hachanami, while there was a child, she's allowed to eat. But once the child Nebuch dies, given the Meislei, so this child dies, so Paka Kedushasei Mina. So the rights that she had to eat from this child, because of this child, have gone away as well. So therefore, Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Nosson doesn't make sense. So El Omer Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says this is the understanding of Rabbi Nosson. Kesav Rabbi Nosson Nisuei Cheresh Ma'achilin B'Truma. That in fact the Nisuin of a Cheresh allow you to go and eat Truma. Why? Velo Gazrina Nisuei Cheresh Otu Kiddushei Cheresh. We don't make a double gzeira over here, so to say. Technically, Midaraisa, we said that you're allowed to go and eat after Erisin. The power of making the person, the woman, his wife, with just Erisin, so then in that situation, you are, in fact, midaraisa allowed to eat truma. And the rabbi said, no, since she's still living with her family, if she were to eat truma, she may take some home, and she'll give it to her siblings, as we already pointed out. But here, she's married, she's living with him, she's not living with his sister, so you don't have to make that gezeira over here. And therefore, we don't have to make velo gazrina nisui cheresh otu kiddushei cheresh. And we don't have to say, well, if we allow a nisua to eat, then we're going to allow the woman who is just Erisin, Kiddushin, to go and eat as well. So we don't have to make that Gezeira, and therefore, Rav Yosef says, this is the rationale for Rabbi Nosson, because she was a Nesua, able to eat, so therefore she could continue to eat. So Gemara says, in that situation, Omale Abaye, Ihochi, no lo ben, lomali. So then, what difference does it make if she has a child or not? Min Adin, as soon as the Nisuin allows us to forget about the Gezeira, the Rabbanan that we had made not to eat because she may come to eat in her house, but she's married to him, she's living with him, so that Gezeira has fallen off. So then, why do we care whether there's a child born to her or not? She's allowed to eat even before the child is born. So this is a kasha on our understanding that it was the child that allowed her to eat. No, no la la bein ocheles, even before the no la la bein ocheles, according to this. Shmuel says, you're right, Taka. Rav Yosef would say that that's only the sheet of the Rabbanan, Mishum the Rabbanan. According to Rav Nosson, she'd be allowed to go and eat the minute the marriage was consummated. But according to the Rabbanan, it's only when a child is born, and then we have the drush of Yachilu, that the child causes her to be able to eat. So Gemara says, so why didn't Rabbi Nosson argue in the first part then? He should have said, before they told us this case, he should have said, no, she's allowed to eat as soon as the marriage is consummated. The Liflog Rabbi Nosson alaya bereisha. So Gemara says, no. Shavik lula Rabbanan adem esayim imosayu. He was very polite. He waited till the rabbis finished their statement. They said, in this situation, if there's a bane, then she's allowed to eat. And only then, v'hadir poligalaya, did he say, no, even if the child dies, you're allowed to still eat. Gemara says, if that's true, ihachi, so then listen, mesavein ein ocheles, should have waited till they totally finished and said that if the child died, then he's not allowed to eat. And only then should you have said, Rabbi Nosson omer ocheles. Rabbi Nosson says you're allowed to eat the whole time. So since he didn't really wait till the end, so your teretz that he wanted to wait till the rabbanim were finished isn't really true. Gemara says, Yataka, you're right, that's a kasha. He waited till most of it was done. Again, kasha doesn't mean tiyufta. He waited till most of it was done, and then he chimed in as opposed to waiting till they were totally done. Then we quote the Mishnah. We said if a person goes and has relations, this inferior type of a bia, with any of the arayas, so then we said that you are over that lav, that iser of kares, whatever the iser was. Rav Amram said, "Hamilso amalah Rav Sheshes." The following Rav Sheshes taught us, and we turn to him in Bava Medes, and va'anhirinu la'ainin mimasnisin, and he was able to enlighten us. He was able to open up our eyes to light over here from this Mishnah. Now, I thought very interesting. Rav Sheshes is blind, and they use this expression, "Vanhirinu la'ainin mimasnisin." Even a blind Talmud Chacham can go and light up the eyes of the people that can see. So the fact that he was blind didn't in any way stop him from being a huge Talmud Chacham. Okay, so what exactly did Rav Sheshes teach them? So he says, Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Rachmona Litzlan, a Jewish woman that is raped, so then, Afa Pishu Muteres Labala. We know the halacha is that Yisrael, whose wife Nebuch is raped, so based upon the psukim, Hilo Nitvasa, if she wasn't forced, so then she's Asura. But if she was forced and there was nobody to help her, so then she's not Asura to her husband, so that's by Yisrael. So Afa Pishu Muteres Labala, so she is allowed to stay married to her husband, but nevertheless, if this husband would ever to divorce her or die, Psula Lakuna, she wouldn't be allowed to go and marry a Kohen, because Nebuch, a Kohen's wife that is assaulted, so the Kohen's not allowed to continue to live with her. Nivala Lepasula, if you're having relations with somebody that you're possible to have relations with, so then you're Usser. So even though she can stay married to her Yisrael husband, if and when that relationship ends, either through death or divorce, she would be Psula to marry a Kohen as her next husband. That's what Rav Sheshes said. The Tana Tuna, and he says the Tana of our Mishnah taught us the same thing. If you go and have relations with any of these arayas that are listed in the Torah, or a woman has relations with somebody that's psula to her, if she had relations with this person, she wouldn't be allowed to go and marry the Kohen. So that's what it said in our Mishnah. Why does it say v'chein habo al achas mikol arayas amurus b'torah o psulos? My v'chein. What does this word v'chein come to teach us? My lab doesn't come to teach us lo shno b'shogiv lo shno b'mez. It doesn't mean that it doesn't make a difference what type of relations it was. The fact that there was relations at all, that is going to go and teach us a din. Lo shno b'onis lo shno b'neratzon uktani psula. So in this situation, she's psula. So too, in our situation, Rav Sheshes is telling us that this Yisrael's wife, even though she's mutter to the Yisrael, she would not be permissible to a Kohen if that marriage were to dissolve. However, the Gemara says, no, lav davka, lo. That proof from Rav Sheshes that he lit up our eyes is not necessarily so. My v'chein, because you could argue the v'chein only goes on the ha'ara. It only goes on that inferior type of penetration, that aspect of ha'ara. So not necessarily to all the other categories of ones or rotzon, etc. Loshna shogeg, loshna b'mezid, loshna b'ones, loshna b'rotzon. It only goes on the ha'ara part. Where it says that's not true. Ha'ara d'man. What are we talking about here? Ilem d'arayis. If you're telling me that's the din of ha'ara by d'arayis, that's the din of v'chein. So l'meimra d'arayis yafinu miyivama. Are you telling me that we learn out the arayis from yivama? It's the other way around. Adarabba. Yivama yafinu miyarayis. We're actually learning out the din by yivama that ha'ara is good from the arayis. Dikar ha'ara by arayisiv. Now, Rashi and Tosfos point out over here that it's lav dafka, it's from the arayis, it's through drushas, through eventually from the arayis, it may actually be from the lav, but in any event, this is the drusha. So you can't tell me over here that this is coming to teach me ha'ara. So when it says ela mai v'chein, so then we're stuck still. What does it mean v'chein? So ashalo kidarka darayis. What it's doing to teach us over here is this same law applies if there was shalo, bia shalo kidarka, if they had anal relations, so that also disqualifies the person. Makes them over the issue of the arayis and psula lekuhuna. And the word says that's not the right way to learn this out. Adarabba, ikar mishkeve isha b'arayis ksiv. That's we learn it out because it says mishkeve isha by the arayis. We're not learning it out from here. That's basically the pasuk. So it says you're right. So then we're stuck again. Ela mai v'chein. So why does it say v'chein? The same thing applies by the arayis. Ashlo kedarka dechayvi lab. Oh, it's not talking about by the arayas that are in Isser of Kares, it's teaching us by the arayas that are Achai V'Lavim only, that the Bia Shaloki Darka also will make them over that Isser. Now the Isser we have is Omar Rava, but it, the source of Shad says it should be Omar Rabba, Eish is Kohen Shenetza Nebuch, if a Kohen's wife is raped, so Bala Loke Ola Mishum Zona. If her husband continues to live with her and has relations with her, so then he's over the Isser of Isha Zona, lo yikachu, he's not allowed to go and marry and stay married to Misha Zona and Nebuch, this woman. We wouldn't use the terminology over here, Zona, in the vernacular sense, but she is halachically considered a Zona from the fact that she was raped. Again, very hard din to understand, but it's not pejorative in any way against her. Rahman al-Islam, she was raped. But at the same time, the Torah tells us that she has the halachic status of a Zona in this situation, and she wouldn't be allowed to go and stay married to her husband, the Kohen. And if she has relations with him, each time they have relations, he will be chayav malchus. So Gemara says that implies only because of Zona. Mishum Zona in, the husband over here, gets malchus because he's having relations with the Zona, and it says, Isha Zona v'chalolo yikachu, so only because of Zona. But that implies, Mishum Tumma lo, because of the fact that she was Matama from these relations, that wouldn't give him a additional set of malchus. As the Pasuk says, V'hi nitma, in this situation, she was Tumeya. So, what about that? That should also be, you should get a second set of malchus for tumah. So it says, you're right. Ema, af mishum zona. So when we said that she gets malchus, ba'ala lokeh ala mishum zona, it's also af mishum zona, but certainly because of hu tamah as well. Rav Zera questions this. Masa Rav Zera, he says, the pasuk says, v'hi lo nitpasa. If she, in fact, wasn't forced, so she could have stopped it, she willingly went along with it, so then she becomes asura in that situation. Implication being, Honispasa, if she was in fact forced, then Muteris. Then to her husband, who's the Yisrael, she's still allowed to remain married. And the Eishlecha Acheris, the Braisa says, there is another situation, Sha'ava Bishin Ispasa Asura, even though she was forced, she was violated, nevertheless, she was raped, Asura, she still remains Asura. What is that case? Ve'ezo, Zu Eishes Kohen. This is what it's referring to here, the Eishes Kohen scenario, that Rahman al-Utslan, if the wife of the Kohen is raped, then he's not allowed to stay married to her. So how is this a question? So Gemara says, V'lav habo michlal asay, asay. Why are you telling me to get malchus? The whole reason over here is based upon v'ilon isposa. Implication being that if she was forced, then she's allowed to go back to him. That's an asay. So v'lav habo michlal asay, the fact that she can't go and stay with her husband, the Kohen, this is a lav. She can't stay with her husband, the Kohen, that comes as a result of an assay, and you will get malchus for that. So how can we say that you get malchus? So Rabba would answer, I'm a Rabba, how call you b'chal zona? No. Before we had this pasuk, a woman who, Rahman al-Islam, was in a situation of having relations with somebody that she wasn't allowed to, she would be called a zona. And kishapar l'cha kosov gabi eishes yisrael, when the pasuk says, by the eishes yisrael, v'hilo nispasu asura, implication being, on nispasu muteres, in that specific situation, it's only there that we took away the original status of it being a zona, just by the Yisrael and his wife. Mechlal, as opposed to the Eishes Kohen, Kidekaima Kaima. Nothing took that away. And therefore, it's not a Lava Bo Michlala say. She retains original status. Rahman al-Islam, when she was raped, she had the halachic status now of being us to her husband as a Zona, and therefore, nothing changed over there. So we're not learning it out from a Lava Bo Michlala say. We're learning it out over here that the real original din stays the same way. That's the first version of this. Vika di Amre, another version of this is as follows. Amar Rabba, Rabba tells us as follows. Eishes Kohen Shenensa, if you never have an Eishes Kohen that was raped, so then Bala lo ke'ola mishum tuma. The husband, if he had to have relations with her, he gets Malkus, and as we said before, Af Mizona, and there we said because of tuma. So here it just says straight out, you only get Malkus because of tuma. Hutama, and therefore you get Malkus. Gemara says, Mishum Tuma in, Mishum Zona low. Here we're asking the opposite. We're saying, why doesn't she also get Malkus with a Zona? So here the Gemara says, Alma, you see, Be'ones lo Karina Be'zona. We don't give her the halachic status of being a Zona when she was Nebuch raped. Gemara questions this. Masa Rav Zeira, the same question for Rav Zeira. Vilo Nisposo Asura, Ha Nisposo Muteris. The implication being, if she was forced, so then she is not considered Asura, but there's another case where she is. Asura. But there is a case where she is, even though she was forced, Asura, the Aesis Kohen. This is the Aesis Kohen. Again, what's the Kasha? The Lava Bo Michlala say. Again, the same question that we had before. This is learned out as an assay that she's allowed to go back to her husband if she's not an Aesis Kohen. So this is a Lav that she can't go back to her husband as a Kohen, Michlala say, and therefore you shouldn't get Malkus for this. So again, we have the Girsa of Rava, but again, it should be Rabba. That's what the box says over here. Amar Rabba, Hakol Yibachal Achrei Asher Hu Tamah. So this again is the same type of an answer that we gave a moment ago in the first version. So everybody was originally considered that was raped, no, Rahman Aslan, as Hu Tamah. But we have a special dispensation, but it's only for the wife of Yisrael, but not for the wife of a Kohen. And that's how we darshan as follows. Hari Hakol Hayibachal Achrei Asher Hu Tamah. That's only from the Yid's wife, the regular Yisrael's wife. Michlal, implication being the Eishes Kohen, she stays in the original status of being Hutamor, which is an Issa Daraisa, and therefore you would get Malkus. So again, same type of answer that we gave to the second version like we gave to the first version. This brings us to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, which of course is a lav, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. In addition to not being allowed to marry a Grusha Chalutza, he's also allowed to marry an Almana. And a Grusha of a Chalutza l'Kohen Hedyot, or a Grusha of a Chalutza, a Grusha deraisa a Chalutza midrabbanan, is not allowed to marry a Kohen Hedyot. So, in all of these situations, Mino Erisin lo yochlu b'truma, if this marriage took place, and even though it was only the first stage of marriage, they hadn't yet been nischala, the woman hadn't yet consummated the marriage, and therefore she technically is not a halala at this point in time. So the Tanakhama, who sees Rav Meir, says, nevertheless, even though there's no iser and midi oraisa, you'd be allowed to go and eat truma, he says, no, this situation, lo yochlu b'truma, she wouldn't be allowed to go and eat truma. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say machshirin. No, they say technically she would be allowed to go and eat truma in this situation because, after all, she wasn't mischalelis because she hadn't had bia yet. So in the first stage of marriage, there's no issur that they've transgressed yet. The issur is to have relations, and therefore, technically, she is the wife of a Kohen and therefore would be allowed to go and eat truma. Or in a situation where she was a bas Kohen, so then she would be allowed to still eat truma in her father's house. The fact that she was married to this Kohen, the first stage of marriage, albeit it wasn't not allowed marriage, nevertheless, that wouldn't ruin her from going back to her father's house and eating still truma over there. And in this situation, where there was only Erisin and this Armelu Oniskarshu, if the husband divorced or Nebuch, the husband died, so then, Minanisuos Psulos, if they were fully married, so then she would be Psula Lakuna because they had transgressed over here and consummated the marriage, so she is not allowed to go marry another Kohen. Certainly, if it was a Grusha, she wouldn't be allowed to, but even if it was Nisarmala, she wouldn't be allowed to go and marry a regular Kohen. However, if this Nisarmala or Niskarsha was from Erisin only, you know, Erisin, then the Mishnah says, Ksheris, she would still be allowed actually to go and marry a Kohen in that situation because she never actually was Mishalelis. And this is true even according to the Tanakhama, even according to Rav Meir. Now the Gemara starts, Tez Tanya, Amar Rav Meir, Rav Meir tells us, Kavuch Homer, Uma Kiddushi Rishus Ein Machilin, Kiddushi Avera Lo Kol Shekein. So there are a number of different ways to understand this. We're going to understand it the way Rashi prefers, although Tosos and others prefer the way Rashi doesn't prefer. So we'll just learn it nice and simple. Again, the entire share today I'm learning in a very superficial manner. You can spend hours and hours and hours on almost every single point in today's share looking at the different ways the Rishonim understand it. In any event, Rav Meir says it's a Kal V'chomer over here. If a regular Yisrael who has what's called Kedushei Rishus, Ein Machilin, doesn't allow his wife to go and eat Truma, so Kedushei Aveira, this Kedushim, which is a Kedushei Aveira, this is an Amon Kohen Gadol, or a Grush of Chalutza L'Kohen Hedjot, Allah has come and come. Certainly, Lo Kol Shekein shouldn't allow them to eat Truma. Now, the obvious question, and the problem with this Rashi, is that what was the Hava mean of the thing that this Yisrael would be allowed to go and have her eat Truma? And therefore, there are those that say a different gears over here, and there are those that learn this totally differently. But again, we'll learn it nice and simple like Rashi. That's what Rav Meir said. Amulo, Rabbi Elezra, and Rabbi Shimon, they say to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, lo, you're incorrect. Im amarto bi kedushei rishus. This kedushei rishus, which has no possibility, shekein ein lo lahachu b'mokam acher, under no circumstances does the Yisrael go and allow a wife of his to go eat truma, because he's a Yisrael. So you're going to tell me, therefore, it's a Kal V'chomer that this possible marriage to the Kohen should certainly not allow it to eat? No. Tomar bi kedushei aveira. This kedushei aveira is only for this Kohen with this woman. However, if in fact he were to be married to a woman who's allowed to go marry a Kohen, so then you would in fact be allowed to go and eat Truma. So therefore, this Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, is incorrect. Pitsue Daka, a person who has damage to his genitals, to his testicles, they're crushed. So he's a Kohen, so he is not allowed to be married to a Jewish woman. So, nevertheless, Shaki, he can't go into the Kahal. Nevertheless, Shaki, the Bas Yisrael, he did, in fact, do Kiddush in the first stage of marriage with the Bas Yisrael. So, can he go and, Midaraisa, have her eat Truma? So, this is a Machlokis. Bonal Machlokis, Rav Meir, are Machlokis between the Tanakam Rav Meir and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. And Rav Elazar Rav Shimon and our Mishnah. According to the Tanakam Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Dramah Mishtameris, Labia Psula, Daraisa, Loachla, he says, if this is, they haven't yet done any Yisurim over here, but if in fact they had gone and set up a marriage that would be also to have relations, so then if you're waiting to have relations with a Bia is Psula, so then on a Daraisa level you're not allowed to eat. Hanami lo akla. So here too, the Ptua Daka is not allowed to marry this woman, not allowed to consummate the marriage, so too, even though they only had Emerson, Rav Meir would say that you're not allowed to eat. As opposed to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the Amri, they say that while the woman is waiting to have this improper consummation of the marriage, nevertheless, Mishtameres Labia Psula, Doraisa Ochla, is allowed to go and eat because she hasn't yet been Mishalelis, she hasn't in fact done anything yet wrong. And therefore, we turn to Nunzayin Umar Aleph, Honami Ochla, she's allowed to go and eat. What's the question? Wait a second. Mimai, why is she allowed to eat? Dilma, Adkan lo kami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, awesome. The only reason that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah that she's allowed to go and eat there was because Ela Diyeshlo Lahachab Lokamacher, because under other circumstances, this Kohen could allow the woman to go and eat. Aval Hacha, this Petua Daka, the Ein Lo Lahachab Lokamacher, he can't ever allow. He's also to marry any woman. So therefore, no woman would be allowed to eat by him. So therefore, maybe Lo, here you can't say that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say the same thing. You're going to tell me, there are cases where the Pesuah Daka could go and allow somebody to eat Truma. For example, Bavatz Gerim, if you were to marry a convert, the daughter of Gerim. So technically, a Pesuah Daka would be allowed to marry such a woman. But this was a question that Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Oshaya. Lo Poshetle, and Rabbi Oshaya didn't answer him. In other words, it's not clear that such a woman is allowed to eat Truma. So therefore, since Rav Shai himself was the one that was brought into the discussion over here, so it's impossible to say that we know the answer here, that the Psua Daka could go and in fact be Machil the Bats Gerim. So therefore, we're still left with who says this comparison is the same. By the Kohen situation, you are allowed to go and feed other people if he married a non-Gerusha Chalutza, whereas by the Psua Daka, he can't. Where it says, no, there possibly are two other answers. Itmar, you could say as follows. Abaya Omar Hoel Umachila Belo Yadah. She could go, and this Psuah Daka Kohen could go allow his wife to eat Truma where they didn't have relations. So he was married to her, he stays married to her, and they never have relations again. So then technically she's allowed to go and eat. That's what Abaya says. She's still allowed to continue to eat. And Rava says, Rava Omar Hoel Umachil or Machila should be more correct, since he can go and have Truma given by Avodah v'shivchos of Aknanim to the Kinyan Kaspo, to the servants over here, in this situation, he can go and give them truma. So here's a case where you can give truma, and therefore one can say over here, even the Pesur Daka, either according to Abaya or according to Rava, is allowed to go and feed others, and therefore the same idea is, just like the Kohen could have married a non-Grusha Chalutza and given them Truma, so to here, the Pesur Daka could, according to Abaya, have given her to continue to eat Truma if they never had relations again, or according to Rava, it's for the Kinyan Kasvo, the Avod of Vishiv Chosav. We'll go a little bit weiter. The obvious question the Gemara is going to ask is, why didn't each one say like the other? Abaya lo amar k'Rava. Abaya didn't say it's for shivchosav v'yavodav, because kinyan de'ishus mikinyan de'ishus yafinun v'lo yafinun kinyan de'ishus mikinyan de'avodav. He says we're dealing with people that aren't avodim, so we want to compare the case of non-avodim to non-avodim, so therefore it makes more sense to say the psua daka with his wife and he doesn't have relations with her, to make the comparison to a Kohen who could have married a different person, Grusha Chalutza, and allow her to eat Truma. So it makes sense to make that connection. Rava lo amar k'Abaya, why didn't Rava say like Abaya for that it's talking about a Psua Daka that didn't have additional relations with his wife? He stopped having relations with her. So he says, Shai Nasim Shikar Ochla. He says the answer there would be, since she's already eaten, maybe that's why she's allowed to continue to eat. But in another situation, it might not be true. No, that's a good kasha. What would Abaya say to that? The Abaya, he says, Shikvar Ochalo Amrina. We don't worry about that. Because the Ilote Mahochi, if that were true, that we say whenever somebody has eaten, they can continue to eat. So then a regular Basis Rosh, and he says, Lakon Umeis, Techol, Shikvar Ochla. So we already had this early in the Shia. Would you say then that a regular wife of a Kohen, an Ashes Kohen, so she's eating Truma, now Nebuch the husband passed away, there are no children, so she can continue to eat Truma? Of course not. Shikvar Ochla doesn't apply in that situation. She can't eat right now. So that's why Abaye says that's not a concern. What would Rava say to that? Rava, he says, no. Hasam paka kinyane. Hachalo paka kinyane. He says, in that situation, the husband died. So therefore, that's why she's no longer allowed to eat, because there is no relationship anymore. But in the case of the Kohen, who became a Psuri Daka and didn't have relations with his wife anymore, so the kinyan hasn't been abrogated. And therefore, in that situation, it is a kasha. Shekvar ochla would be potentially different in that situation. This is a great break point. We'll stop over here with this. We conclude today's share.